This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Opening statements in the trial against two Aurora fire rescue paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain began this morning. Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chakuniak gave ketamine to the 23-year-old while he was detained by Aurora police. Defense attorney Shauna Began says the officers' actions prevented Cooper from immediately treating McClain.
He has no authority to intervene, and he has to calm the situation down. The first time he tries to engage, he sees his patient thrown to the ground and cry out.
Prosecuting attorneys argue that the paramedics ignored their training when treating McClain. President Biden toured the CS Wind Tower plant in Pueblo today. In prepared remarks, he said investment in clean energy technology, like in his signature Inflation Reduction Act, is good for the economy.
When I think climate, and I mean this sincerely, I think jobs. That's what climate's about. Not only saving lives and saving the environment, but jobs.
CS Wind says the law is creating hundreds of jobs in this part of Colorado. It's an area represented by Lauren Boebert in Congress. She and other Republicans have tried to undo the act. A Cortez police officer died this afternoon after being shot during a traffic stop. The department said that the suspected shooter and another individual fled and were found by police nearby. That confrontation led to gunfire, with one suspect killed and another arrested. You're listening to CPR News. It is 6:06.